Of the internet connectivity potato and the artificial intelligence golden goose. Trucks with fiber optic cables have taken root in my neighborhood like terrible pecking birds tugging on worms in the ground. I knew trouble was coming when the engineers showed up and marked the neighborhood up with orange paint. On snow. The first time, it snowed over the painted snow, and the second time, everything melted. Like my hope of connectivity today. And it just so happens, I cracked AI today. I had AI create wonderful summaries of my poems. I didn't check what it had to say about my special poems like Run, child, run from the bus, the school is not for us. But this is a major breakthrough for me, as I have spent just about 10 weeks studying how to install local AI, ensuring proper models and luxury software around them. To run the now famous GPT-OSS-20B, I just say, GPT-OSS, balanced Mo. And Llama CPP loads the correct model with all the right configuration, all properly compiled for Blackwell architecture. And I also have Gwen Coder with the latest release of Llama CPP and a bunch of other things, audio to text, text to image, all local. Odor, as in cat pee odor, a play on words, is my latest cat pee blog generator, and you guessed it, it now supports local AI. What a time to be alive. This is getting ridiculous. I say, odor agent, standard cat pee profile, description, and it connects to the local AI, sends my poem and a system prompt that states, you are a careful editor, and then a user agent request, write one paragraph summary of this post. The local AI performs beautifully. It seems like maybe those expensive AIs out there aren't actually smarter, they're just more capable. But the AI that you can install on your system is not actually dumber than the ones you pay for. A whole lot of research needs to be committed to this. I suspect a local AI is just as smart as everything else out there. It is pretty clear that those 20 gigabyte thinking files, as I call them, actually hold a perfectly capable AI. This is just about where I finally understood how to make AI even smarter. See, it's now become trouble that we think of large language models as AI. That was great at first, but now it's incorrect. A large language model is a language model that's capable of reasoning. Leave it at that. The AI will be the harness around it that uses the reasoning abilities of the large language model. It is very important to talk about how to lift this intelligence from the strange world of large language models and into the more human world of programming. So let me teach you how to escape the non-determinism and the chaotic AI behavior and actually make artificial intelligence learn in a stable and clear and very reasonable way that we can manage and manipulate and edit and make even better. Okay, so this is not going to be very complicated, so listen carefully. You know how I send my poem to the local AI to have it summarized? To make AI learn, really, really learn, you add another rather primitive step after the summarization. You say,
take a look at what you have done, and tell me if perhaps you could do it better.
So we make AI self-evaluate its response, fixing a million bugs here. Again, these really are thinking machines. And then we take what it said about how it can do it better, and we add that to the initial,
write a one-paragraph summary of this post.
So we are asking AI to self-evaluate and add to the memory of good ideas. So let us really abandon the name AI for large language models, because now it's going to get confusing. So AI is the harness around large language models. So what we are doing here is putting large language models in the AI loop. It will look at its own advice generated from a slightly different perspective, and improve the summarization process, or any other process. I suspect this is why some cheap AI may seem clunky today. They are not yet very smart in their current state. They haven't learned their lessons yet. I took this to another level. I'm currently testing 3 programming languages that AI can actually understand. If I had proper internet connectivity, today's experiment would be about asking the large language model not to just improve the questions in English text, but the surrounding artificial intelligence harness that I built for it. What other functions or transformations could you add on the line to improve your reasoning or seeing or judging or your capacity to solve problems? I think it would attempt to create a thing that helps it plan in steps. It would create a first step, an actual program, run it, evaluate the data that the program produces, and then create the next step based on a bigger picture that it now holds. This is not simple planning. This is planning with program testing and execution. I suspect the next thing it will try to invent after that is just abandoning coding and sticking itself in the flow as a command, as a transform agent. What a terrible day for my internet company to be splicing fiber optic cable. And wouldn't you know it, it's already 9:20 p.m. and I'm sure they left without turning the internet back on. It is of some note that this blog builder that I've created here is so well understood by AI that it was able to create 80 tests. That is something unheard of. This means that humans should probably stay away from the source code of this program, and AI should manage it all. It's just better at programming this time. And it's all because of the language I've put together for it. The language in this instance is called Muriel, and it's basically just custom function execution. Unlike its predecessor, it does not have a standard library. It's about as plain as it gets.